Yeah, it's recording.
Okay, Parsha Shlach. Speak about the ending of Mikoshesh, and no major chidushim. Just to give, general background ideas. And hopefully, if we get there, we'll see how some of the inyanim are intertwined by the end. Okay. So. So let's see the first. Okay, so start from the Pesukim and the Gemaras. So the Pesukim is in the end of Shlach. Vayu Bnei Yisrael b'Midbar. It's interesting Hakdama that the Pasuk says that Bnei Yisrael was in the Midbar. The Mefarshim deal with why give a preface there in Midbar. The whole Sefer is they're in the Midbar. That's the whole Chumash. So there's different Pshatim about why it says Vayu Bnei Yisrael b'Midbar. Okay. Then it says, "Vayimtsu ish mekoshesh etzim b'yom haShabbos." They found him, these mekoshesh etzim, whatever mekoshesh means, and that was on Shabbos. So, "Vayakrivu oso hamotzim oso mekoshesh etzim el Moshe vel Aaron vel kol ha'eda." He was brought in front of Moshe, the Aaron, the kol ha'eda. Also important, he was brought in front of everybody. "Vayanich oso mishmar," he was put in jail. Also, we'll see about that. Kilo parash mayasa lo, because it wasn't explained what will be done with what his din should be, and we'll see about that as well. Okay, Hashem said to Moshe to give him skila, and that's the whole parsha. So the first Gemara is in Shabbos, Daf Sadi Vav Amubeis. The Gemara in Shabbos, Sadi Vav Amubeis, there's two things here. First, the Gemara discusses what was the chait that he did. Three different possibilities. Was he Mavir Arba Amos Rishus Harabim? Did he carry the wood Arba Amos, and that was his Avera. The second pshat is that he was Tolesh, he uprooted them. The third pshat is Ma'amer, that he gathered them. Ma'amer is to gather two or three items together and make a pile of it. So which of those three Malachos is Machokas Amoraim in Shabbos Talivav Amubeis? Another Gemara, Shabbos Talivav Amubeis, is who was the Mekoshesh? Is a Machlokas Tanoim. Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Says Rabbi Akiva holds Mekoshesh is a Tzlofchod because it's a Gezerah Shava, the beginning of our parasha, Vayu Bnei Yisrael ben Midbar. And it says later on, the Benot Tzlofchod said, Avinu Meis ba Midbar. So the same way that Tzlofchod by Avinu Meis Midbar, so too it's Tzlofchod when it says, Vayu Bnei Yisrael ben Midbar. Ruben Beseira said, Akiva, ben kacho, ben kacha, ta'osel li tesedin. How can you say that Mekoshesh, that Tzlofchod was the Mekoshesh? The Torah hid the fact that the Torah didn't say that his name was Tzlofchod, the Torah hid the fact. So if the Torah hid the fact, why should you reveal it? And if it's not true that you're talking wrong and it's not Tzlofchod, then you're going
to...
Exactly, Moti Lazo, Lazo, Tzadik. Okay, that's the Gemara in Shabbos. Next Gemara, Sanhedrin daf pei amubeis. Martin Sanhedrin has a machlokas over how should one give hasra'ah. Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda. Does one have to mention, when someone gives hasra'ah, do they have to mention the misa which they will potentially be receiving? Say, and if you do this, you will receive skilu sreifa heri v'chenek. So Rabbanon hold, you don't have to mention that. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you do have to mention that. How do the Rabbanon know that you don't have to mention which misa the person will be receiving when he gets Azra? Because over here they didn't know, and they still... So that's what Gemara says exactly. Yolfi Mekoshesh. Rabbanon Yolfi Mekoshesh, learns out from Mekoshesh, that you don't need to mention the name of the misa you're getting. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda? Gemara says, Mekoshesh Horosha Haisa. The whole parsha of Mekoshesh was Horosha, which means that the truth is they didn't, even though it's lacking in the Hasra'ah, because the Hasra'ah did not involve telling the Mekoshesh that he'll get skila, nonetheless they killed him because it was a necessity for the time period. Okay, that's that Gemara. Gemara Mem Aleph in Sanhedrin talks about Mekoros for Hasra'ah. And one of the Mekoros is, one of the riots in the Torah that you have to give Hasra'ah is from Mekoshesh. The lashon of the Gemara is the Beit Rabbi Shmuel Tana Hamotzim Oso Mekoshesh Esim Shehisrabo Ve'adayin Hu Mekoshesh. So it's mash. So it doesn't say that he was Kishesh Esim. Rather, it says Mekoshesh, meaning the diuk is after they saw him and they found him being Mekoshesh, why is the Torah told it on that he's being mekoshish, he still is doing it? Because it's mashma that they gave him hasra and he was still being mekoshish. So we learn out hasra from mekoshish. Now an interesting question is, and it's not exactly clear, so according
while they were holding hands and keep
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that they didn't. There was no official hasra'ah here. There was no hasra'ah al-pi din here. It was harasha. Does Rabbi Yehuda shtim with this makor that we learn now hasra'ah from the parsha of Mekoshesh? But Pashas, you would say, Rabbi Yehuda cannot hold that this is a makor for hasra'ah, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was harasha, which means there was the. Since for Hasra'ah you always need to give to mention the exact Misa, and that didn't happen here, and they killed him after the fact, it's mashma that there was no Hasra'ah bichlal, so this would not be a good pasuk as a raya for Hasra'ah. Although that would be the pashas of how to learn, the Ran in Sanhedrin says that really the two Gemaras douched him. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was Hasra'ah by the Mekoshesh. It was a Stam Hasra'ah. It wasn't enough to kill him, because it was still lacking the Misa, and that was the harasha that af al pichin we killed him, but that's still enough to be considered a makor for mekoshesh. That's the chiddush of the Rab. One more gemara is in both Sanhedrin and Bava Basra. Gemara in Bava Basra, kuf yud tesmud aleph, to brisa. Yodeya haya Moshe Rabbeinu Shem Mekoshish Misa. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he was a Misa. Shnei mar mechalel mos yumas for chil Shabbos. There's chiv Misa. Aval lo haya yodeya be'ezo Misa. He didn't know what Misa he should receive. That's, and then it was written through the Parsha. It was written, Ayidei, Ruyo heisa Parsha Mekoshish Shadikaseh Moshe Shnei chayev Mekoshish Nechtaval Yodo. It was written through the Mekoshish, not through Moshe. Now, those are the background Gemaras. Tosfos, a couple of Tosfosim. Tosfos in Bava Basra, Kuf Yotef Amud Beis, quotes the Medrash that the Mekoshesh was L'shem Shemayim Nischavin. The truth is he had good intentions. Okay? And Tosfos is very mashma that Slavchod was, if you go like Rabbi Kiva, that the Mekoshesh was Slavchod, that is the same opinion that holds that it was L'shem Shemayim Nischavin. It's not Bora, but that's Mashmos from Tosfos. Now, what was L'shem Shemayim Nischavin? Tosfos says, as he says, the strange L'shem Shemayim, it was after, Tosfos says, after the Ma'aseh of the Meraglim, the Medrash says that Klal Yisrael would say, since there was a gzera of Shaloli Kalnis La'aretz for the Ma'aseh of the Meraglim, maybe they're not Chayv and Mitzvot anymore. He got up, he was Mechal al Shabbos, in order to be killed, to show them that there's still Chayv and Mitzvot. That's the way Tosfos brings the Shem Shemayim aspect. The Marasha says a different explanation in the Shem Shemayim Nischavin. He quotes a Targum Yonason that says that the Shem Shemayim Nischavin was to show Klal Yisrael what Misa you get for being Mechal Shabbos. Because we didn't know what Misa you get, we just know that you're Chayv Misa. That's the Targum Yonason. That was the Shem Shemayim Nischavin, to show what Misa you get. Both are interesting, funny pshatim. We need to understand the depth of it, but we're not going to talk about that now. On the topic of the Marasha, however, the Marasha asks on the Targum Yonason, how was the Mekoshesh able to do Mekoshesh Esim, to sin, to show Klal Yisrael that there's a Chiyuv Misa, what the Chiyuv Misa is? How was he able to let himself be killed, basically, for this inyan? The Lashon Marasha is Heh Chotub Itzer Shabbos Kedei Leida Be'ezo Misa Donin HaMechal Shabbos. So he answers the Chiddush. He says Kevin Shelo Hayat Tzarech LaMelacha Zu Ela Leida Be'ezo Misa. The only reason he did this wasn't to actually gather or carry or uproot the trees.
Rather,
it was a Melacha She'en Atzrich LeGufa. Right, the Marasha, he's not Chayiv Misa. So he says, no, Avada he was Chayiv Misa, because when it comes to Dine Adam, the Edom didn't know that. The Edom gave him Hasra, and what did he say? Of course I'm doing it. I have the full intention to be over. Abafke and the Osa. He had intentions that were otherwise. He had same Shemayim intentions. Dvarim Sheva Levi, and Dvarim, you saw this Marasha before, Levi? Okay. That's the Cheshvan Marasha. So a few Ha'aras about this Marasha. Rav Elchanan asks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the next Pasuk, kill the Mekoshesh. But if this was his whole cheshbon, machash shein tzricha legufa, and it wasn't actually to do it, so why did he tell him to get killed?
Hashem's masking him to his.
So other echronim say this is not a kasha bechlal. There's a chiddush within the parsha of lo b'shamayim. He, even though Kosh Baruch Hu knows the MS, Kosh Baruch Hu says the Edom are the MS kafi dinei adam. And the Edom, what did the Edom see? The Edom didn't see what was mashem b'leiv. The Edom saw his ma'isa legamri, which was a ma'isa of chilul Shabbos legamri.
But even without the lomdish aspect, I mean, he was a mechavan l'shem shemaim, so obviously that's the ritzon Hashem, they should be killed. That is l'shem shemaim. Of course, Hashem was masking to that, otherwise it wouldn't be l'shem shemaim.
I was also wondering, the Marsha's teretz of melacha shein tzricha legufa only works in Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds melacha shein tzricha legufa as pater. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds melacha shein tzricha legufa as chayev? Why isn't Marsha bothered by that? You hear what I'm asking, Levi?
Because don't we see he didn't mean l'shem shemaim?
Doesn't no. Even if it was l'shem shemaim is chayev, and it's melacha shein tzricha legufa. But Rabbi Yehuda holds melacha shein tzricha legufa as chayev.
Okay.
So he should still be chayev misa.
He was chayev misa.
No, I'm sorry. What was his cheshbon? How was he able to do a chet? So we answered melacha shein tzricha legufa. So according to his cheshbon, it wasn't a chet. That's how he was able to be over the iser. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's an iser mamish here because melacha shein tzricha legufa chayev. What? Rabbi Yehuda lishitasa. Rabbi Yehuda that holds the hara shah haisa means that when this Mekoshish had this kavan of what he was going to do, and this whole Shem Shemayim Nischavin aspect, that can't work in Rabbi Yehuda. Why not? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he didn't know he was going to be Chayav Misa. It was the Hara Shah. You hear, Levi? Should I say it again?
No, I heard.
Shver and Rabbi Yehuda, you're not saying
no, Lashitasa. I'm not saying the kasha. I'm saying the Marshal was not bothered in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, because since his whole Hezber is to explain that the Mekoshish, that Hashem Shemayim Nischavin, that what his kavanah was Meikora, to be Chayav Misa, how he was able to pull off this trick that Edom would kill him and he himself would be able to do this chet, that's not a discussion that begins in Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda of course cannot hold a Shem Shemayim Nischavin, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that was Hara Shah Haisa, he never knew Mitchil that he was going to get killed.
He never knew Mitchil he would get killed.
That's Hara Shah Haisa, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's Hara Shah. They decide after the fact. Shech Mayim Nischavin means Al Das Kain, he's going in that he's going to get killed.
Okay.
Horosha, that means he knew he's getting killed. That means he knew he'll be Makabal of the Hasra and everything will go Kedasu Kedim and he'd get killed.
Okay.
But if there's lacking in the Hasra here, then he can't get killed. Okay, we'll go right there.
Okay.
In this, Marsha also is just within the halachas of melacha shein tzricha legufa saying a big chiddush that if I'm doing a melacha completely, I mean if you look at the actual melacha which is being done, the entire melacha is being done, but my kavanas are elsewhere. My kavanas are not to do this melacha for this reason, but it's for to have some other halachic effect. That's still called melacha shein tzricha legufa. Like here, he did klapei the ma'isa of Mavir Arba Amos, a Tolish, or Ma'amir. It was a Malacha Hatzricha Lagufa Lagamri. It's just he had a separate cheshbon that it was that, what? I'm sorry? To show, it was the separate cheshbon was to show what Misa Der Chayav. Based on this Marsha, there are chidushim from Achronim, on the Gaya Lamaisa very much. In the Marasham brings that sometimes the armies would force Jews to shoot guns and do different army practices on Shabbos. The Marasham was Malamed Zchus on them based on this Marasha. Because when they're shooting the gun, even though it's a Malacha Gemura, but since they're not doing it for their own sake, they're just doing it because they're told and they have other Kavanas, that's called a Malacha Shein Tichel Gufa, where at least according to Rabbi Shimon, you would be Pater. It's also used for and there's a tshuva from the Ben Yehoyada discussing someone who actually turned on a light on Shabbos to try to show these robbers that really he is a goy and not Jewish and that his life shouldn't be threatened. He also paskened that was b'chla b'locha shein tzrich l'gufa because he didn't actually need the light. It was just to show that he's to fake being a goy. and it's used elsewhere as well. Okay, moving on. Tosfos.
So every time that a goy is koyfi to be mechal Shabbos, it's a mocha shem etzichal gufo.
Hold on. Okay. Tosfos in Sanhedrin ein ches amud beis has a kasha. That's where the Gemara says there in Baba Basra that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know what misa is chayev. In fact, Tosfos Akasha may be, why don't we assume he's chayev chenek? Whenever the Torah says misa stam, it means chenek. And the Torah says mechalea mos yumos. So why don't we give him chenek? So what was his suffix that we should give him skila? Tosfos says, since we say that ha-mechalel Shabbos b'farhesia is ka'ovei avodah zarah, and avodah zarah is b'skila, then mechalel Shabbos b'farhesia also would be b'skila. And that's taka the psak. Bet b'kiva eger over there, the obvious kasha. So what do we accomplish by the parsha of Mekoshesh? We now see that Mechal Shabbos Beferhesia is Beskila, because like over the Zora. Where do we know that someone who's Mechal Shabbos Bitsina gets Skila? How do we ever figure that part out? Understood. But that's the way Tosos quotes it. That is, that just the Smichas of Azor is only Mechal Shabbos to Prehesia. Maybe you could have understood Tosos differently, but Kibbeger understood is only referring to Prehesia. Also, I don't know if this is so related to Tosos, but what is it, just the concept of what does it mean Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what Misa Yerchayev is an interesting discussion. Because what was given at Har Sinai, so it's machlokas, is just the klalos or also klalos or protos, the specifics of each mitzvah as well. So what does it mean that he didn't know this or didn't know the parsha of benot slavchad or other things that he didn't know? The chazan ish, the simen kuf chav hei in orachayim, is a good mar makom, because in that simen he deals with these types of issues about how certain order of the Torah works out and the such. And he asked this question there, what does it mean Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know? He knew everything. So that's just a marmokum about this topic. One more side topic before we'll get to some things that will be more intertwined. We said that he was put, the pasuk says he was put into jail. So the Shvus Yaakov in Simen Yud Dalet, Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Dalet, amongst other Meforashim, have a kasha. This is Chazara for you, Levi. So, The Ramah in Simen Shin Lametes, and also Shita of Beis Yosef, bring Rav Shira Gom, that hold that you cannot put someone in jail on Shabbos, lest they run away, and that is bechlal the Mishnah and Beitza, of that we don't do din on Shabbos or Yom Tov, so you can't put someone in jail on Shabbos. Right, this was Yaakov, it's a Mefurish Apostle. We put the Mekoshesh in jail on Shabbos. So what's going on? That's his kasha. Variety of answers. First of all, if you want to say, well, the Mekoshesh was from the Torah, the din derabanan of we don't do din on Shabbos came much later. So then you might have to deal with the famous Taz. The Taz a few times says that Chazal, anytime there's a pasuk mefurish in the Torah that says something Leheter, the Chazal cannot come and make an Isser Derabanan, like Zera Derabanan, on something which would uproot a explicit pasuk in the Torah.
But this is just sort of like a Maisa Shehaya, that would that be Nechlan Atav?
They apply it by Maisa Shehaya as well.
Okay.
But
I think otherwise, why would the Torah tell us that he was put in Mishmar? It sounds like it's coming to say that this is Mutter. Is that why?
I'll say one more time.
That otherwise the pasuk wouldn't need to say that he was b'mishmar. It's to teach us this thing, so it's like the Torah wants
either that
to
or that.
Okay,
no.
Fine.
Either way, I don't think so. If that is the question, then I think there's a pesach to get out of it by saying that it's not mefurish in the Torah that he was put in jail on Shabbos. It says he did the malacha on Shabbos, and it says v'yinichol so b'mishmar. When was he put in jail though? It could have been immediately, it could have been Motzei Shabbos, it could have been Sunday.
And the whole point that it wouldn't be get away, so wouldn't they have to immediately put him in Mishmar?
We don't know how long the process took. that is house arrest. We don't know how long the process took.
Maybe it was Mekoshish towards the end
whatever
of
Shabbos. Whatever it is, it's not before.
I hear. Okay.
Also,
why is it considered din? It's not it's not din. They didn't pass him. He's going to jail. They just put him there temporarily in order to do...
The Mekoshish.
Yeah. That's considered doing din on Shabbos, or just like we have to put him somewhere, so let's put him in there until we find out what din to apply.
So what's that would be the teretz. The problem is the Ramo is very mashma that the din of you don't put someone in jail on Shabbos is kadesh lo yivra, and afal pichin it's bechlal din.
That's bechlal. Wow.
Okay.
But
we could use this distinction between lo yivra and onesh for something else. We spoke in Parshas Vayakhel that the Rambam seems to hold that onshim are doing an onesh on Shabbos is the raisa. That even types of onshim which don't have chilul Shabbos involved in it, like imagine Malchus doesn't actually create any malacha, it would still be an issur d'oraisa. Rambam has separate mitzvah called we don't make onshim on Shabbos. According to that, it would seemingly be that putting someone in jail on Shabbos would be d'oraisa, even worse than this Ramah b'shem Rav Shira going that's a d'rabbanan. If it's d'oraisa, we can't work out of this problem with the Taz, and that it's not that Chazal will make a d'rabbanan off of d'oraisa. Everything is d'oraisa here. So what's pshat? But then we could say what you're saying, that the whole din, the whole issur d'oraisa is you can't do an onesh on Shabbos. So if you put someone in jail as an onesh on Shabbos, that would be a problem. Because kilo parash mayaseh lo, it's only because to wait until we find out what his din is, kadesh lo yivroch, but it's not be'etzem an onesh. That would be the way we would address the Shvos Yaakov's kasha. Moving on. There's a couple of questions in the Chasam Sofer, and hopefully we can, we'll see about it. But let me just be mocked them first. Lemaisa, I want to know, was this Maisa with the Mekoshish, Pesimna, or Beparhesia? So, we quote a Tosfos that says, Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Ein Ches Mubeis, said, Mefurish, that the Maisa was Beparhesia. Remember? Because Tosfos says, Mechal Shabbos Beparhesia is Ke'ovei Devodah Zarah.
Did the Pasuk say it's a Beparhesia?
No.
I know that's when they brought him later. But
The Yalkut understood that it's with Farhesia, because the Yalkut says that he was bought in Chaviloso b'Kseifov, lifnei Moshe v'Aaron v'kol Eda. He carried the wood in front of everybody. It's with Farhesia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Mishneh Berurah, Beir Halacha, Simen Shin Memhe, understood that it was Bitzino. He does not quote the Yalkut, he does not quote the Tosos. His raya is from the Lashon of the Pasuk, Vayimtzu'u. They found him. Mashmo, to be found, you have to be outside the Machane.
One.
Okay. So,
outside the Machane, but then how's there going to be Rosh Hashanah?
Ayin Sham. That's what he's dealing with there.
Mm.
And it might depend on Midbar, Rashi, Rambam. What.
Right.
Okay. Mm. So we have different shitas if it's Bitzinna or Biparhesia. Now let's go to the Chasam Sofer's Kashas, and then hopefully we'll come back to this Indian of Sinner or Parhesia. Chasam Sofer in Shabbos Ha'ivavim Beis, and in Kobet Shuvas, Simen Pehe, asks from a couple of different Gemaras, how were they able to kill the Mekoshesh for the following reason? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and in Makos says that if the Sanhedrin saw the person do his chayt to be chayiv misa, so he's putter. Rabbi Kiva says because ain aid nasa dayan, all the Sanhedrin becomes aidim, and they can no longer be dayanim. That's Rabbi Kiva's shita. Rabbi Tarfon holds what mixus aidim and mixus dayanim. Rabbi Tarfon holds an aid could that we could split the dayanim up and we could dan him. But according to Rabbi Kiva, the ain aid nasa dayan. And the Yalkut says that he was bought in Chaviloso b'fnei kol ha'eidim, so everyone saw him do this avera. Who's going to don him? No one's left to don him. Everyone's aidim. They can't be dayanim. Azay fek t'chatham sofer. And another Gemara also that says that Sanhedrin shiro kulo lechova, he's pater.
If mamish all 600,000 people were there, that's what kol
aidim? If there
were aidim that didn't... If they saw, that's the sugya. If they, it's a richlus that Adam that saw it, the pashas they can't don afterwards. That's a whole different sugya. Yeah. Okay, that's one kasha in the Chasam Sofer. Before we get back to that, one more kasha in the Chasam Sofer. This is a very interesting one. In Chilek Vav in Likutim, Simen Nun Vav, he has as follows. We quoted the, okay, we didn't read this Gemara yet, but Basha Kofi Tetzim Beis by Tzlofad. Rashi brings this out Torah that the Nosh Lofad Tainod, Im Keben Anu Chashuvim Tenu Lanu Nachala, Keben, Im Lav Tis Yavim Imenu. They were saying, let the Parsha of Nachalas and Yibum be Tali Zebezeh. So if we have a din of a ben, so we should get Nachalas. That was the Nosh Lofad Tainos, we should get Nachalas. And if we're not Nechshav Keben, so it's as if we don't exist, let our mother do Yibum. That was their Taina. Okay, whether they literally wanted their mother to do Yibum and whether there's any Toelis on that, I don't know if it was just Tama Taina. Let's assume that it was a real Taina. The Or Chaim says that the reason they wanted their mother to do Yibum was because L'Hokim Hashem Ochiv, that they're, by doing Yibum, it gives their father a name. Now again, we said before, B'Akiva Shita is, the Mekoshesh was Tzlofchad. Rete Chafim Sofer Akasha. He's not the only one to ask this. There's a Shita of the Mordechai when it comes to Yibum. The Mordechai holds that a Mumar cannot be Zokek Ishto Yibum. Someone who's a Mumar, if he dies, does his wife do Yibum? Does Yibum? Mordechai, no. Why? Because the Hakam, you need Hakam Hashem. And someone who's a mumar is not roy lahokim for Hakam Hashem. And the mekoshesh was mechal Hashem. Mekoshesh was mechal Shabbos. Bit parhesia, according to the Yalkut. And he was a mumar. So what shot that no tzlof chatainod? Their mother should do yibum. In that shuvah, there are five answers from the Chasam Sofer, two from the Shoel, three from him. We'll skip over it right now due to lack of time. Time constraints. Now,
even if it wasn't before Hesia and you do it bemazed with this, then it's not possibly makes you into. It doesn't make you into din more after all.
That wasn't one of the suggestions, but let's. I want to focus on two potential answers. The one answer is, we know that the Medrash says that the Mekoshesh was L'shem Shemayim Nischavin. If he was L'shem Shemayim Nischavin, maybe he wasn't a Mumar. That's what the Shoel suggested, and the Chelkos Yoav says this. The Chasam Sofer doesn't like it, because the Chasam Sofer says, who cares L'shem Shemayim Nischavin? He still is a Mumar. Okay. The Chasam Sofer himself gave a first suggestion as an answer. The Chasam Sofer said, let's split up the Midrashim and say there's Midrashim Chalukim. The Medrash that held that it was done with Parhesia, and therefore he's a Mumar, what does the Medrash say? Boim Chavilosu lifnei Moshe v'Aaron v'Ha'edah. He was carrying it. So that day in Shabbos, that Amor in Shabbos that holds that he carried it, he was a Mumar, he did it b'Rabim. The one that holds Tolesh or Ma'amr, that he uprooted it or gathered it, will argue on that Medrash that was done b'Rabim. He held the Malacha was done b'Tzina. If it was done bitzina, not like the Yalkut that says done b'rabim, it was done bitzina. So that's this Gemara and Bava Basra will say that they were suggesting that they should do yibum, their mother should do yibum, is because they held that their father is not a mumar, because the malacha was not a malacha done b'farhesi, it was done bitzina. Midrashim chalukim. The Gemara says they were done them, but yes. Okay. I want to work off of that teretz for a moment. Maybe we could say as follows. Tzlofcha taka was the shem shemayim nischavin. Now one second, we're going to try to put this all together here. Okay? So, again, Rabbi Kiv is the one that holds Mekoshesh was tzlofcha. And from Tosus it's mashma that if you hold Mekoshesh was tzlofcha, then it was the shem shemayim nischavin. Okay? So, maybe we could say that if Mekoshesh was L'shem Shemayim Nischavin, how far are you going to go to show Klal Yisrael that there's still Chayav and Mitzvahs, to show which Misa you get for Shabbos? You're not going to do the Avera as worse as possible. You'll do it as much as you need to require to show that there's still Chayav and Mitzvahs, or what Misa you're Chayav. So, but Pashas, if you hold L'shem Shemayim Nischavin, the Malacha was done, Bitzinah, not Bitfarhesia. It's a very logical thing to assume. L'shem Shemayim Nischavin, he showed them there's still Chayav and Mitzvahs, Bitzinah, not Bitfarhesia. According to this, we can now miyashiv all the kashas. So, the Chasam Sofer, so first of all, First of all, this kasha from the Mordechai about why did they suggest a mother should do yibum if their father is a mumar? We'll say again, it was done bitzina. Not because we're splitting the shitas about which melachi he did, of Mavir Arba Amos versus Toli Shom Ba'amer. We're saying that if you hold the Shem Shemayim Neschavim, that shita holds that it was not done bitparhesya. He's not a mumar. It does not work with that yalkut that says that he did it bitparhesya, but they call ha'eda. The Shem Shemayim Neschavim was done bi'echidah. If that's the case, then the mother is not then the father is not a mumar, and the mother could do yibum. And what about that kasha of ein eid not to die on? Everyone saw the mekodesh do the malacha. So how can we don him? Teretz is, who's the one that holds ein eid not to die on? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva lishitaso that holds that the slacha was mekodesh. Mekodesh was slacha. And l'shem shemayim nischavin. And if the Shem Shemayim is Chavin, it's Mistabra that what the Malacha was done, be Yechidus and not be Parhesia. Not like the Medrash that held that it was Ba'im Chavi Loso Akseifo, so it wasn't done by Rabim. So there's no Kasha. The Chavin of his Kasha is not Shemir Bechlau of Ein Ein Nasadayan. How could we don him? The whole Kasha of Ein Ein Nasadayan is assuming that everyone saw him do this Malacha. But if we're going in Shitas Rabbi Akiva that holds Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, Rabbi Akiva was the one that held the Shem Shemayim Neschavim, it's not Mistaver that the Malacha was done by Rabbim. It's Mistaver that it was done by Yechida. And that which then with the Mishnah Berurah's Diuk of Vayimsu, he was found outside. That Diuk is very good. In Shitas Rabbi Akiva, Shem Shemayim Neschavim, it was done by Tzino. And he just did the minimal to show them that they're still Chayiv in Mitzvahs or what Misa they should be Chayiv in. However, the Yalkut that holds that he did the Malacha B'Rabim, and therefore he would be a Mumar because he was Mechal Shabbos for Hesya, that would work with a variety of other Shitas. We said Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira held in the Koshish was not Slavchod. Okay, so he wasn't the Shem Shemayim Neschavim, so maybe he talked a bit wrong and did this Malacha B'Rabim. Or Rabbi Tarfon that holds then Eid could be a Dayan, that even when everyone sees the Mekoshish doing his Malacha, we still could don him because some become Edom and some become Dayanim. So very good. He did the Malacha B'Rabim. He did the Malacha B'Rabim. He was a Mumar. How could we don him? Eid not a Dayan? No, Eid not a Dayan. Rabbi Tarfon holds, you could. So the Yalkut which dim with these other Shitas. Within Rabbi Akiva, though, it's Mistavra to say that the Malacha was done Bitsina and not Bitparhesia. To put everything all together with one last Nakuda, we could also answer another Truvas Chasim Sofer. The Chasim Sofer in Likutim, Simon Pei Gimel, asks, the whole way that we know that Mechal Shabbos is Chayav Beskila, Tosfos says, is because of the Smichus to the Parsha of Vodazara. Mechal Shabbos is Ke'obed Vodazara. Tosfos Sanhedrin, Yechasim Obeis, right? So, how do we know to make the Smichus? We darshan Smuchim. The Parsha of Mekoshi is the next to the Parsha of Vodazara. But what about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds Nivamos famously. We don't darshan Smuchim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't know that Mechal Shabbos is the Skila. Gevaldik. Rabbi Yehuda Lishitaso. The same Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan Smuchim. The same Rabbi Yehuda that holds Melacha Shein Tzrich Lagufa is Chayev. Rabbi Yehuda, it's not shver that Rabbi Yehuda, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have no Makor for Mechal Shabbos being Beskila because we don't know. There's nothing Muchach in that. But in Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that he doesn't darshan Smuchim is not shver over, oh, how can we give him Misa? How can we give the Mekoshish Misa? We don't know that his din should be Beskila because we don't make this Mechal Tavah Zara. But Lav Hachi is not shver in Rabbi Yehuda because according to Rabbi Yehuda, anyways, the whole thing was Horash Shah and we didn't know to give him, he wasn't Chai Misa Me'ikar Adin, it was just because of after the fact that was Horash Shah. Adkan.